Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to play How Much Weight Did Danny Gain on Vacation? We get to ask him yes or no questions.
That's right.
Although, Darris, you and I were with him for the entire trip, so we know what he ate. We saw him working out a couple of times. We tried to figure out how many LBs you put on over what was 4 days.
That's right, really. Saturday evening, all day Sunday, all day Monday, and all day Tuesday. So it's really, you know, 3.5 days, give it or take. Call it four.
I'll say for the purposes of meals. Saturday dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
So 3.5 days. How much weight did Danny gain?
Weighed myself Saturday morning. Weighed myself upon return Wednesday morning.
So I'll give some info as I have it as well. You can add or subtract whatever you want to.
Absolutely.
Danny, Saturday night, we had a nice dinner out. You ate a lot.
I did.
We were at Jack Stack, but it was barbecue. It was not crazy. You didn't get a dessert. You weren't eating ice cream or anything like that. Sunday, you didn't eat in the morning. We went, for the first time, we started eating again after our tour, which was amazing, at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We went to a sports bar and watched football all day long. And you did eat plenty there, but you ate wings.
Dry rub wings.
Burger.
Yep, I had a burger.
Okay.
Didn't finish any of the sides, by the way. So, like, no French fries, onion rings. Had a couple, but, like, just couldn't eat anymore.
A fairly common Sunday afternoon lunch.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night, we ordered pizza into the Airbnb. Did you do a bunch of damage there?
Not a lot of damage. I had two slices of pizza and one slice of that the cheesy bread, which is really just pizza.
That was so good,
it was
by
delicious.
The way. That cheesy bread.
Really tasty.
All right, so that was Sunday. Now, Monday, you woke up and you played pickleball with Tailgate Ted for 2+ hours.
Yes, I did.
You drove like an hour to do that, by the way, which was insane.
Yep.
So you did that. 2 hours of sweating and running around.
Mm-hmm.
Also, which day did you wake up and do your own workout?
That was Sunday morning.
Danny did a thing where his shirt was off so he could be grounded with the earth or something really strange.
That's all true.
So that was on Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Okay, so you worked out Sunday morning and Monday morning.
Yes.
Of the 3 days we were there, twice you got workouts.
Yes.
And then so we got through Monday, you didn't eat breakfast?
Correct.
Oh, Monday during the show, Chick-fil-A lunch.
Yes.
And then Monday at the stadium, you didn't eat anything for dinner.
Didn't eat anything for dinner.
Basically didn't eat the rest of the day. A little bit of the leftover barbecue.
Barbecue from JP and B. Mitch.
Okay.
And just a couple meat items, really.
Okay. And then Tuesday, you ate Culver's at the radio station.
Yes.
So not healthy.
Right.
And then Tuesday night, we did barbecue again at the airport.
We did some airport barbecue, which, by the way, was really good.
So that's
what
you
it. No alcohols.
Full resume of food. No alcohol, no desserts, worked out twice. Now, if you guys have any questions for Danny, go ahead.
Yes, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Was there mac and cheese consumed? And if so, could you maybe elaborate?
No, I did not have a bite of mac and cheese.
In terms of carbs and sides, give them those.
Yeah. I had baked beans at dinner. I did have some cornbread at Jack Stack on Saturday. I had about half of the skillet of jalapeno cornbread with butter.
It was so good, by the way.
Yes, it was delicious, Darius. You're right.
Grant just denied it. He just matumbo'd it, basically, which is ridiculous, but it was so good.
You said jalapeno, right?
Yep.
I'm good then. Thank you. Toby, any questions for Danny?
No, I was going to ask about dessert, but I think you nailed it. No desserts. No sneaking around and trying to find some chips or anything extra.
I also think the
tons of water, a lot of iced tea.
All night long, not really eating anything Monday should benefit you. I mean, that's you're shutting your body down to reload there. Like you ate the last time you ate on Monday, because I was around you all night, was pretty much at the radio station at like 5 p.m.
That's right.
Where you were like just taking a fork into the burn ends and some of the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
But after that, you didn't eat until Tuesday at probably noon.
Middle of the day, yeah.
And in fact, you were in such a terrible mood.
I was cranky.
You were like snipping at us and just kind of being short with us. And
all true.
Like, what is going on with this guy? And then after we ate, Danny's like, okay, now I can be a person. I had low blood sugar. I apologize.
Yeah, I apologize for my conduct. That was not me.
You never snuck away and got to a coffee shop or anything at any time either, right?
Never once, no.
Okay, yeah.
I want to know the burn end. How many times do you have burn ends, and did you have a lot of it? Like, give me some information.
Once it was my meal majored in it on Saturday night at Jack Stack. Secondly, there were some leftover burn ends from JP and B. Mitch. I had, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 units of burn end, if that makes sense. Nowhere near a full portion that I had on Saturday evening. Had a little bit of leftover coleslaw, had a little bit of leftover beans as well as some of the pulled pork and sauce. But again, not a ton by any stretch. Way less than I had Saturday.
Monday night, I know there was nothing in the second half, so I know you weren't exerting calories cheering in the second half because there's nothing to cheer for. But in the first half, were you an active fan up yelling, or were you kind of just sitting in your seat enjoying?
Great question.
You did not move an inch at any point during the game.
There is no sitting. You don't sit there in Kansas City. I learned that. I try not to yell at these sorts of things because I got to talk the next day, and I know that if I start yelling, I'll get carried away and have a big old hoarse voice for the following day, so I don't yell a ton. I do my awkward, I call it the Duke front clap, though. I do this one where you reach out, which is really annoying, so I do that. I do the Duke front clap, but I don't yell much.
All right, let's make our guesses here around the horn quickly. I'm going to say 4.8 pounds.
4.8?
I don't think this is going to be a huge weight gain. Again, a lot of meat, a lot of protein, nothing crazy, no alcohol or dessert. So I think you did okay, plus the 2 workouts in 3.5 days.
I will lock in at, let's say, 6.2 pounds.
Whoa.
It shouldn't sound like a lot, but I also want to factor in that Danny says that, you know, whenever he does these things, it's typically more than what you would think, especially when he mixes in some workout. He says he still blows up sometimes.
Let's not forget, though, we're only a couple trips ago where Danny completely sandbagged us.
That's true.
And he gained like half a pound in 9 days or something.
I'm going to go 3.1 pounds. Like this just, I don't know. I feel as if I'm going to be disappointed.
Knowing how Danny is, I feel like I'm along Darius's lines. I'm going to go 7.4.
7.4.
Toby's in as the high watermark for the guests.
For the record, CK has 8.6, which, again, he knows his guy. All right, so when I departed, 209.8.
By the way, you're way down.
17% body fat right on the nose, thanks to my folks at Copair. When I returned, that's a 2. That's a 1. That's a 6.6. 216.6 for a total weight gain of 6.8 pounds.
Not bad.
In 3.5 days.
I think that's pretty well done, actually. That's mostly water weight. You're probably right now like 3 pounds up.
I don't know what I am now, but yeah. I was so irritated. I was so annoyed. I worked so hard. I didn't eat a lot of things that I could have eaten, and still gained just under 7 pounds.
In 4 days, I think you're in a good spot. You should be happy. You had a great trip.
I did have a nice trip.
You ate well.
I did.
You're going to be right back down to your weight by this time next week. There's nothing to see here. I'm proud of you.
I accept a little extra weight around the midsection, I think. But yes, thank you. 6.8 pounds in 3.5 days.
Now, that pickleball helped you out probably a little bit. That was 2 hours of running around.
Yes, it was.
Getting you sweaty with tailgate Ted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.